Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 3.
The New Evangelization. Cardinal Ratzinger, before he became Pope Benedict XVI, has written down the New Evangelization and mentioned the fact that the evangelizations of the few years before Vatican II were defective. And he mentions the defect as, first, a defect in structure and form and method, and secondly, a defect in the contents of evangelization. Usually, if we study this document of new evangelization, we should begin with the second part, in finding out what are the defects in the contents, and then study the correct, the right contents that should be contained in evangelization and master that and put it into practice. Then when we have mastered it and put it into practice, then when we want to share it with others, which is the act of evangelization, then we can do it because we have already practiced it. And so if you look at the document, we should master first the second part, and then the first part. But since the document was presented to us in this way, with part one showing the defect in the structure and the method, that's how we are studying it right now. It is up to each one of us just to invert the process, but we shall present it to you as the document presents the facts. Now, therefore, let us discuss the method and the structure. We are still there. And the first teaching of Cardinal Ratzinger that we should do, having seen what was wrong before, the right thing to do is that in evangelizing, the preacher or the speaker or the teacher has to be a contemplative. Now, those are big words. Hardly anyone can explain what that means, in the sense that the word contemplation is seldom teach anywhere. It's not teach in seminaries. It is taught only in very special courses like ascetical theology or a course in St. Teresa of Avila or St. John of the Cross, but ordinarily in seminaries and theological schools and so on, contemplation is not taught. Now, what is contemplation? You see, in the spiritual life, there are several steps that you have to undergo. To be saved, according to the liturgy of the Mass, we have to do the following. First, we have to repent. Secondly, we have to put into practice the four moral virtues. And then thirdly, God gives us the theological virtue of faith, hope, and charity that comes along with grace. So those are the three steps. Now, we become contemplatives when we reach faith. So a contemplative is one who has finished his life of repentance and has developed the moral virtues of prudence, temperance, justice, and fortitude. That is a contemplative. Finish repentance and the four moral virtues, and therefore he has faith. When we reach faith, and this is the requirement for an evangelizer, he must have faith. When we reach faith, that's the time that God directly tells us what are his commandments as found in the New Testament. And he explains to us how those commandments are to be observed. So you will notice those two things that are learned only when you have faith, when you become a contemplative, you learn what are the commandments of Christ in the New Testament and how to put it into practice. Now, did you notice we had mentioned that this precisely is called the classical evangelization that was commanded by Christ to his apostles. And that is the evangelization made by the apostles, observed by the apostles up to the 17th century by the followers of the apostles. And it was only around the 16th, 17th, 18th century up to the present that it disappeared from the face of the earth. So when we reach faith, God gives us grace. It's not something you can reach all by yourself or do by yourself. No human effort can enable you to reach faith, hope, and charity. No human effort. Don't think you can love God and neighbor on your own or reach faith and believe in Christ on your own. You cannot. That is purely the work of God, and it comes alone only with the grace that God gives you after you have finished your four moral virtues. You have acquired those four moral virtues. So when a person who has become a contemplative, meaning to say he has reached faith, preaches, he shows that he has reached faith, and because he has reached faith, he is in communion with Christ, who is the created soul of the Catholic Church. He is in communion with the Holy Spirit, who is the uncreated soul of the Catholic Church, and he is in union with the Father. And so when this preacher evangelizes or speaks, people can see that the one speaking is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And if the preacher finishes his lecture or his homily or his preaching or his evangelizing, the listeners know that they have come to hear God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our Holy Father reminds us that when there is a preacher or an evangelizer who speaks in his own name, you can see that it's not God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit speaking through him, which is only possible to those who have faith. Then Pope Benedict says that preacher has the mark of the Antichrist. If he speaks in his own name, and any evangelizer, any preacher, any speaker who doesn't have faith clearly shows he is speaking in his own name, that person is stealing souls for the devil, stealing souls away from the shepherd. So that is the right method of evangelizing. And then the Holy Father continues to tell us that, you know, and this he reminded the bishops of Puebla in Mexico. He says, you know, when you preach to many, like the disciples who were sent two by two to preach to many, but when these many are about to finish their repentance, finish their four moral virtues, and are about to enter into faith, they must be led into faith one by one. Not two by two, not five by five, not ten by ten, and definitely not by hundreds or thousands. Our Holy Father reminds us, it has to be one by one. And so when Jesus Christ was going to lead his first apostles into faith, he called Peter alone, and then Andrew alone. Then he led James alone, and John alone, and Matthew alone. So the entering into the life of faith from a group has to be one by one. And the words our Holy Father says, it has to be individual activity. But while we bring souls one by one from repentance, moral virtues into faith, the ones bringing them inside must be two by two, or must be one with a community. That's the reason why St. Paul, every time he would go around evangelizing, tried to make sure that he had a companion. They had to be two by two. Or better still, like Christ, when he went preaching, he had an entire community of apostles with him. That would be the more ideal ones. That's why, if you will notice, the first great monks were the first great missionaries, evangelizers, and they were going by communities. Saint Boniface, while evangelizing Germany, had an entire community with him preaching. Saint Augustine, while evangelizing England, had an entire community with him. So it is an entire community, or at least two or more evangelizing, but the one that is brought into faith or evangelized should be only one, one by one. That is the correct method. Now, let us go deeper into these two correct methods of evangelizing that Pope Benedict had mentioned. He says, now these two methods that I have just mentioned has to be founded on prayer. He says, it must be obvious that it is God who is acquiring a soul for God. That should be very, very obvious. That a community that is united with God because they are contemplatives is trying to win this soul for God by leading them into faith. Now, the point is when the community who is evangelizing, which is one or two, it has to be more than one. It has to be two or three. Better still, one with a community. Then Pope Benedict says, now these evangelizers are supposed to preach Christ. Now how can you preach Christ if you do not know Christ? And the only way to know Christ is by prayer, by constantly talking to Him. You can only know Christ if you keep on talking and talking and talking to Him in the form of prayer, which precisely is the reason why you have to be a contemplative. And that's the only way you will know Christ, and that's the only way you can explain Christ to others as a person that you know. Today, when people talk about Christ, you can see they never met Him. They never know Him. Meaning to say, these are not people of prayer. They're totally ignorant of the person that they are preaching. How can they encourage people to believe in Christ if they do not know Him? How can they make people love Christ if they do not know Him? They have to know Christ to love Him. But Christ cannot be known by lectures and books or even by an intellectual endeavor. Christ can only be known by faith. And so the new evangelization must have this correct method, that the evangelizers must be people of faith, contemplatives, who are leading people without faith into a life of faith. It is entirely the work of God. It is not the work of men.